Hello and welcome to the Success Secret Podcast with your host Hussein Talib. I am excited to introduce you to a series of conversations with some of the most successful and inspiring individuals from various industries. My aim is to dive into the stories behind their success and explore the knowledge, strategies, habits, mindsets, and wisdom that have propelled their success. Each episode of the Success Secret Podcast will feature a different guest who will share their unique journey, the challenges they faced, and the lessons they have learned along the way. I will also be covering topics from entrepreneurship and innovation to leadership and personal development. Whether you are an inspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned business professional, or just someone looking to improve your life, the Success Secret Podcast is for you. My goal is to bring you valuable insights and inspiration that will help you achieve your own success in business and life. So get ready to learn and be inspired. The Success Secret Podcast starts now. In this episode, I have with me Taylor Crane to talk about why fractional work will be big as remote work and why startups are taking advantage of fractional employees. What is fractional work and how it benefits companies and employees? Taylor is the founder of Fractional Jobs, the job board for senior fractional talent and the companies looking to hire them. He was the founder of ClubSpoker, a venture-backed startup that was sold in 2023. So Taylor, welcome to this episode of the Success Secret Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm glad that you are here with me on this episode of the podcast. So first of all, because this is the Success Secret Podcast and you had success selling a venture-backed startup business, I want to know, what do you think, in your personal opinion, in business and life, success is to you? And how do you see other people around you define success as? And do you agree or disagree with that?
I think it's an interesting, very interesting question, actually. I suppose what I'll say is I think traditionally, you know, I and we think of success as, achieving an important milestone that we have in our mind, that we've set for ourselves. And I think that might partially be true, but I think what I certainly find and what maybe many of us find is that as soon as you achieve that thing, the joy of it tends to dissipate pretty quickly, and then you're set, you have your eyes set and focused on the next thing. So sometimes it doesn't feel that successful in hindsight, is I suppose what I'm saying. And so maybe success is either it's like a sort of a more continuous feeling, or maybe it's the path itself, or just the sense that you're climbing a ladder and making progress. For me, like, I derive a lot of my happiness, I suppose, from a feeling of making progress. So
interesting. It is life is about progress, experience, yeah. Things and having success there, failures there, maybe failures more than success. But when you are successful, you know the path to success, I guess, in whatever it is that you do. And what you're talking here about is progress or climbing the ladder. It's very, we're talking here about personal growth in business and personally. So that's very important in every aspect of our lives and business, to always look to improve and keep going and work for it and not expect to just be lazy and not make any actions, because everything is about taking action. You have an idea, you go and implement. So speaking of ideas, okay, you have this fractional job website and platform, basically. Can you let us know or define to us what is fractional job, and after that, what differentiated from, let's say, remote jobs or remote work?
Yeah, let me first define it, and then I can also give an example. So fractional work is part-time work, part-time, like the word fractional literally comes from it being part-time as opposed to full-time. So it's part-time work, typically paid on a monthly retainer. So fractionals, like myself, I are typically paid monthly, you know, for a certain amount of money, and then are experts in their field. So again, it's part-time work, typically paid on a monthly retainer and performed by experts in their field. And so what this basically means is that a fractional is a leader in their function. It could be a fractional engineering leader, a fractional marketing leader, a fractional sales leader. My function is product, so product management. So I'm a fractional head of product. And what I do is I work with, in my case, I work with early stage startups. and I own their product strategy top down on about 10 hours a week typically. And so I have 2 to 3 clients at a time. And yeah, I work with each one for about 10 hours a week. And so that is the essence of what a fractional leadership role looks like.
Cool. So, what do you think it's like, let's say, kind of a better model than the freelancing or this type of things or remote work? Because you're talking here about, from what I understood, you talk about someone who is understanding and specializes in certain areas.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the key differentiator between a fractional work and freelance work. So in both cases, these are independent contractors to a company, right? They're not full-time salaries. They're independent contractors. But the difference between fractional and freelance is that freelance tends to be project-based work, and it also tends to be performed by more junior or mid-level talent or employees. Whereas fractional work is really about leadership roles, often to management as well. Like many fractionals are responsible for managing a team of full-time employees. So let's say you're a fractional CMO, you might be managing full-time marketers underneath you. And so that's the key differentiator between fractional work and freelance work. And then another common sort of comparison point is consulting work. Like, what's the difference between fractional and consulting work? And consulting work is, typically these are strategists that come into an organization for a relatively short amount of time and provide strategic recommendations and advice. They tend to keep themselves at arm's reach, which means they're not typically the ones that are doing the execution work. They are making recommendations, and then it's the company's job to actually execute. Whereas a fractional is comes in, it really is embedded into the team. Provides strategic advice, but is also responsible for executing and is held to the whatever KPIs they agree upon with the rest of the leadership team. And then the last comparison point is you mentioned remote work, and there's a huge Venn diagram of overlap here. I mean, most fractionals work remotely. It doesn't need to be that way. There are some that do hybrid or potentially even in person, but I think fractional work is really empowered by the remote work movement because now you can. Particularly for as a fractional, if I have three fractional jobs, right, I'm working for three different companies, just it's kind of like logistically, it's like having to commute to three different companies every single week, just feels it's potentially like a logistical nightmare. Also, like fractional work tends to how do I say it? Like kind of balance the playing field a bit, and so you are paid for your time basically. And so commuting into an office, I would imagine, I actually, this is actually interesting. I should look into this, but I would imagine that most fractionals that do commute into an office, they're actually charging for that time as well as like part of their workday. At least if I was doing in-person fractional work, that's what I would be doing. So probably a few reasons why it's not super common, and a lot of fractionals do remote work, work remotely rather.
That's interesting. Like you mentioned, like generally, if a company would have some kind of employee, they want that employee to be only with that company. But let's say because they want the dedication of that employee, right? So the idea of a fractional is like having, for example, in your example, like three companies. So you would have to give your expertise to three different companies, and it might be the same specialization, or it might be a different one. So how is that? Do you think, from my understanding now, how is that a good idea, do you think?
Yes, I think what you're asking is like if I'm doing fractional work for three companies at a time and it's all in the field of education tech, or it's in the field then might there be conflicts of interest or problems with me working with three companies? So like definitely yes, and that is something to be avoided. If you are doing fractional work, or if you're hiring someone to do fractional work, it should absolutely be discussed and made mutually aware of that this person is not going to be working with other companies in the same direct space as you or directly competitive to you. At the same time, though, there are also advantages So, you know, take a really broad space. Like, for example, I know a fractional head of product that does work exclusively in the climate space, right? Climate's I mean, you can be talking about so many different types of companies in the climate space, but now you have someone that has, you know, 10 to 15 years of experience directly in climate and is also working with other climate companies and seeing the industry from different vantage points at the same time is actually super beneficial as well. Like, imagine, like, they are leveling up as an expert, you know, even quicker than someone that was working just for one company at a time. And so as long as there's no direct competition between the companies that a single fractional is working with, I think it actually works to everyone's benefit.
That's interesting because actually I interviewed the founder of Gusher, if you know Gusher. So what Gusher does is, like, for example, if I am a company and I am wanting like a CMO, for example, and I don't want to pay them, for example, this could be like on the flip of things, maybe it could integrate with what we are talking here about. Someone who wants to be a CMO can come to my company and offer their services, but for the fraction of an equity, right? So, do you think that could also integrate with this type of work, or do you think that's just based on salary basis or whatever the deal might be, or do you think this also could have this type of thing with the fractional jobs?
I think it's very dependent on each individual fractional relationship. I know fractionals that do salary only, no equity. I know fractionals that do a combination. Like, I'll take mostly salary, but we'll negotiate some amount of equity. I even know people that are doing fractional work and advisory work where it is frac equity only. I think it highly depends, but I think as a default, most fractionals are taking salary only or primarily salary. And that's because, like, this, you know, historically an advisor role it would typically be on top of a full-time job. And so the person is already has a, you know, a full-time salary and is just looking for some equity perhaps. But now you know, fractional leaders like myself, this is our full-time job, right? We are doing this, you know, it adds up to about 40 hours a week. And so of most, you know, like, simply speaking, most importance is, like, you know, you want to have a salary first, and then equity becomes like a bonus.
So now, from your work with this, do you think that mostly that could go to like established companies in business and businesses that are established, or do you see that the rise of fractional jobs with startups as you have?
Yeah, it's mostly going to be within the startup ecosystem and within the small business ecosystem. And it's because, like, when you think about it from the vantage point of a company, right? If a company has you know, a need for, you know, some kind of hire, if a company's need is if they have the budget for and the need for a full-time role, then they should go hire a full-time employee. Like, there's the fractional is not a good fit for them, right? So fractional is really only a fit when the company does not have the need for or the budget for a full-time role. And most of the time, that's going to happen at earlier stage companies, aka startups or small businesses. If you're, you know, Facebook and you are, you know, almost basically printing money, right? And you have tons of things that can be worked on. You really don't, you know, you're not really thinking about, you know, the cost savings or the efficiency gains of a fractional role. And so, yes, we're targeting startups and small businesses.
So, well, one of the biggest things or fits that look into this that when you are a startup, for example, you have this advantage of attracting maybe some kind of talent that are eager to help the company grow also. This is very important. Like, when you start a business, you want to grow as fast as you can, right? Yeah, so it is very important for startups to grow their businesses fast. So people who come into this kind of roles are eager to help the company grow faster, right?
Yes, that's exactly correct, right? And another reason why it's such a good fit for startups, right? You in startup land, it's often, you know, do or die in terms of your ability to make it as a company. And so bringing in someone quickly that is already a deep expert in, you know, their function area and in their industry to start adding value from day one can be the difference, but frankly, sometimes between life and death for the startup or for the small business. So yeah, another great point as to why it tends to be on the, smaller companies as opposed to larger ones.
Okay, so for example, I am a startup and I'm looking for this type of roles. What should I go for and after for the people who are might be interested in these kind of roles?
If you're a company that's looking to potentially hire a fractional leader, right? You have a need for, let's say, a marketing leadership work, and but your company doesn't really have the expertise, and you want to bring someone in for, 5 or 10 hours a week to establish the direction of the marketing function at the company. You have two options for how you might find these kinds of people. The first option is from your immediate network. This means that, like, you are, asking friends of yours or professional friends, let's say, or even personal friends, like, hey, I have this need, I'm looking for so and so. Like, do you know anyone that might be a fit, right? Always. And this is the case in work, it's the case in dating, it's probably the case in many, many things, that, like, leads from your entrusted leads or referrals from your existing network is going to be the highest quality. However, if you can't find this role from your immediate network, which is going to be the case for like 90 plus percent of startups or companies in general, then you need to canvas out, and you need to go on the hunt for who this right person is. And that's really where fractional jobs comes in. We are the job board for fractional work, and we help companies reach and recruit the best fractional talent around. And I created fractional jobs because there was no open job board where you can, post it, and you can say, hey, I'm a company, I'm looking for a fractional CMO. Like, who's out there? Who's interested? And so that's really the inspiration for why I created the company in the first place. And so, yeah, I'm hoping to facilitate these kinds of connections for any company that does not have the network size in order to hire just directly from friends of theirs.
Okay, so is there, like you mentioned, I think, like, there is not so many in doing what you are doing. So how do you see, for example, what we call might be what we might call competition or similar to you that are doing the same thing? What are you doing differently to have people, let's say, think that you are the best platform to serve them?
Yeah. So with respect to competition, it's important to note that, like, the fractional world itself is relatively new. Like, in the last few years, it's really started to get popular. And frankly, everyone in the space acts pretty collaboratively. Like, we're all interested in growing the fractional world. And so, thankfully, right? Because it's a more pleasant way of building business, I think. But just to give a sense of, like, what the competitive landscape looks like, there are a number of companies that do matching services, right? So think of, like, in the full-time comparison, think of, like, a recruiter, right, that would place a full-time hire. There are now also starting to be recruiters that specialize in fractional roles, where they kind of go headhunting, right? They behind the scenes, they're scouring, places and finding you the right person at the right time, and they'll charge like a 20% commission of, like, first year's salary or whatever the specifics whatever the specific numbers are. There's also, like, private marketplaces that have, like, curated groups of talent. Let's, for example, like CFOs, like fractional CFOs, are the most popular type of fractional work. And so there are marketplaces that have, like, we have 100 fractional CFOs in these specialties, and, like, these are the 100 that we work with, and you can come to us if you want to work with any of them, right? And then the business model is, again, pretty similar. They'll take, like, let's say 10% or 20%, of the relationship in order to facilitate that connection. The difference with fractional jobs is that my goal is to be really as open of a job board as possible, meaning companies can come, they can post a job. So you post a job for $100. That's literally it. You post a job, you get access to, we have thousands of fractionals in our network today. And it's your relationship to own. You manage the hiring process, right? You make, you talk to the party directly, and you guys work together. And fractional jobs is not a middleman, and we're not directly involved. And so that allows us to really charge just $100 for a job post, as opposed to, taking, a heftier commission. there's no, I don't think there's a right or wrong way of building the, you know, the business. I think they're just different flavors to appeal to different types of companies that are looking to hire fractional leaders in different ways.
Cool. So now, are you thinking for the future of it, like you are offering this type of service to have these two people meet in a post, for example, right? Are you looking ahead, for example, and thinking to yourself, how can I improve and add say other services? Like, is there some kind of maybe training or courses or whatever it is to help both sides, for example?
I think that's absolutely true. Yes, that is. I am very much moving in that direction. My mission is to usher in or accelerate the fractional movement as a whole, and so that means getting more fractionals onboarded into the space and getting more companies, you know, onboarded into the space and aware of the benefits of hiring fractional. And so, definitely a big part of that is education. In fact, I've already started writing. We have this concept on the site today called Playbooks. And these are like the basics for fractionals that are potentially like leaving a full-time job and want to get into fractional work to really you know, wrap their heads around and understand what fractional work looks like, what it's not, you know, how to approach it, et cetera. And I expect that to expand pretty significantly over time. And then do the same thing for companies too. It is a new world for companies to hire, you know, imagine hiring a lead, you know, someone on your leadership team for only 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week. It is a relatively new concept. And so there definitely is required education on the, you know, how to approach that, how to think about it, how to set it up for success.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I would see companies that would might lean in the near future for this type of thing because sometimes companies hire a lot of employees and they discover they don't want them, so they maybe try to fire, and then they discover that they need employees again and they rehire, and that you know what I'm saying. So this type
Totally,
of
yeah.
thing, it could be like simpler contracts. On need only basis, it might work easier. So you have this kind of maybe balance between as a freelancer and a kind of employee who understand things in a certain business, which comes in not fully, does not understand anything about anything. So you need to train them, and this is costly. Like if you have an employee, you basically train them for a month, 2, 3 months until they start working themselves. So this is like you won't need someone to jump in right in. So this is, I think this is one of the actually more also important things that can have this kind of impact on businesses. This is very important. I think they would lean to it in the near future, I think more.
I 100% like there's a lot of things that are happening in the macro landscape that really lend itself towards, I think, fractional being a big part of the future. And I think you nailed several of them. So I totally agree.
So, what are some of the best tools, resources, or books as an entrepreneur that you would usually recommend to people?
Okay, so my background's in product, right? So I spent 10 years of my career building software products and understanding how basically how to build products that customers and users love. My favorite professional book of all time is a book called Inspired. I think it's called Inspired: How to Make Products Customers Love or People Love. It's by Marty Kagan. I think it is the textbook on how to build a great product. And the reason that I am in business, the reason I do what I do is for the joy of building products that people use and get value from. And so that would be my number one book recommendation.
Cool. So it's very important then to serve people with our products or services. That's why people are in business, why entrepreneurs are making the impact on other people's lives and other businesses as well. So do you think that there is something that is important that we missed talking about here that you can add as a final note or as a takeaway?
I think we covered a lot. I think maybe just last thing I'll say is if anyone is listening and is interested in either doing fractional work or in learning more about hiring fractional, it's just simply fractionaljobs.io, and that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Taylor Crane, for being with me on this episode. Really expanded on the fractional work let's say culture or this kind of a new maybe phenomena recently. I think it is going to take certain things and certain companies forward, because we need at this time some kind of a more flexibility in the workspace and the work culture of the businesses, and we need employees to come in, not train them as hard. We need employees that come in and know what to do from the first day, I guess. This is very important.
Exactly correct, yeah.
Thank you very much for joining me for this episode.
Cool. Thank you for having me.